الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين رحمة للعالمين خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه الطاهرين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا وملجانا ومأوانا محمدا عبده ورسوله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا وسع الكرم حمد و ثنا کے بعد لا محدود رود پاک بر جناب صاحب الاولاد جو کہ دل و جاں ہیں روح و جاں ہیں ہمارے قلوب کی اور ہمارے ایمان کی. After praising Allah سبحانہ و تعالی, peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is our soul and the most beloved personality to all of us. Alhamdulillah, today is beautiful day of Jumu'ah, and I have chosen a verse from the Holy Quran to explain little bit which has message for me and a message for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability that we will learn this ayah and try our best to act upon it. Allah ta'ala mujhe bhi اور آپ سب کو بھی اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. There is a hadith, beautiful hadith, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم has stated that the مفہوم حدیث is to learn one verse of Quran is better for you than this dunya and whatever it contains. کہ تمہارا دن بھر میں, صبحوں میں, کسی بھی وقت میں ایک آیت کو سیکھ لینا, یہ تمہارے لیے دنیا و ما فیہا سے بہتر ہے. So inshallah, let's try to learn this ayah and whatever the message is there as well. Once few of women, They asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when we read Quran, Quran is revealing upon you. But we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always talks directly to men and does not speak with us women. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke to the women and men as well. And in this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated 10 qualities of a believer, whether he is a man or she is a woman, that whoever will practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them an immense reward in the form of Jannah. Kuch sahabiyat ne Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bargah mein arz kiya, Ya Rasulullah, Quran Pak nazil ho raha hai, hum dekhti hain ke Allah ta'ala direct mardon se kalam farmata hai. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu, hum auraton se kalam nahi farmata. To Allah ta'ala ne is mauka par ye ayat nazil farmayi aur momin mardon aur momin auraton se mukhatib ho ke unko irshad farmaya ke wo kaun si qualities and khususiyat hain ke jo kisi momin mard ya momin aurat mein ho to Allah ta'ala usko jannat ata farmayega. May Allah grant us jannah, all of us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. Indeed, those men and women who are Muslim and those men and women who are believers, Allah has prepared for them an immense reward. These 10 qualities are really important. First two are the foundation of our iman. Like this building has first foundation, and then on the foundation we build our imarat, our building, and that building looks beautiful. So iman and Islam, it is a basic and a base and foundation of our faith. And what is Islam? What is iman? Sometimes people confuse as well. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us a beautiful definition of Islam and Iman in Hadith Jibreel. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni anil Islam. Tell me a little bit about Islam. What is Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa an tuqima salah wa tu'tiya zakah وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَانْ وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. All five pillars of Islam. Shahada, performing salah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, paying zakah, and performing hajj in istata'a ilayhi sabila, upon those who has ability to go there. Allahu Akbar. What is iman, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He stated that, peace be upon him, الْإِيمَانُ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَن تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that the iman is what you believe in Allah, you believe in the day of judgment, in divine books and all his messengers, and you believe that good and bad destiny, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically iman is, what do we believe in our hearts? And Islam, what do we practice in the form of salah, giving charity, performing hajj and umrah, you know, and uttering shahada as well. So physical actions, these are Islam. And what do we believe in our heart? That is iman. And that is foundation of our iman. Ye hamare iman ki aur Islam ki bunyad. Without Islam and iman, nobody will be able to get into Jannah. Even he will desire on the day of judgment that I will give fidya the whole of earth as a fidya so I can get into Jannah on the day of judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it on the day of judgment. And today is free. Whoever wants to accept Islam, he can accept Islam. Jo bhi chahe Islam kabul karna, uske liye darwaze khule hain. Jo bhi chahe iman lana, uske liye darwaze khule hain. Lekin qiyamat ke din insaan khwahish karega ke zameen bhar sona اور زمین بھر کے زمین کے برابر سارے ہیرے جواہرات صدقہ کر دے کہ کاش میں جنت میں چلا جاؤں اور مجھے ایمان مل جائے, لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے ہم اس کو قبول نہیں کریں گے. اللہ اکبر. So we are so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Iman and Islam without even asking. Most of us, we born Muslim, alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah. It is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have care about our Iman and Islam as well. And once you are Muslim and you are mu'min, alhamdulillah, then the next quality is the rest of the part of our building of our a'mal. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ Those people, those men and women who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third quality we must practice to gain Jannah, an immense reward in the form of Jannah, is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mumin mard aur mumin aurtein, musalman mard aur musalman aurtein, iman aur islam ke baad zaruri hai کہ ہم اپنے رب کے فرما بردار بھی بن جائیں. ہم سب غور کر سکتے ہیں ہم کتنے فرما بردار ہیں. کچھ چیزوں میں ہم فرما بردار ہیں, کچھ چیزوں میں ہم نافرمانی کرتے ہیں. جہاں پہ سم ٹائم ایسا ہوتا ہے جس چیز پہ دل لگتا ہے وہاں پہ فرما برداری کر لیتے ہیں, اور جو چیز ہمیں انوئے کرتی ہے یا سوسائٹی اس طرف نہیں جا رہی, سو وی فالو دا سوسائٹی. بٹ اے ٹرو بلیور آلویز Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اور صرف ہم ہی اللہ کے فرما بردار نہیں, ہم پھر بھی نافرمانی کرتے ہیں. Except human and jinns, everything obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Say subhanallah. Everything which is on this earth and in the heavens is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything obeys Allah everything obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aasmano aur zameen aur jo kuch isme hai, chahe wo din aur raat hai, chahe suraj chand sitare hain, aasman ki makhlooqat hain ya zameen ki ya samandaron mein, everything obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu akbar. Only jinns and human beings, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ghaus-e-Azam, Peer-e-Peera, Meer-e-Meera, Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, oh the people, once he was giving khutbah, oh people, be obedient to Allah, like a dog is obedient to his guardian. Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam farmate hain, ay logo, Allah ke farma bardar ban jao, jaise kutta apne malik ka farma bardar hota hai. Don't you see? What the guardian give to his dog? Luqmatun aw luqmatayn. One morsel or two morsels. But as a return, a dog is always obedient to his lord. Uska malik usko kya deta hai? Luqmatun aw luqmatayn. Little bit food. But he is always, always obedient to Allah. It is dog is an example of faithfulness. Allahu Akbar. So Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, اے ایمان والو, اے لوگو, اللہ کے فرما بردار بن جاؤ, دیکھو جیسے کتا اپنے مالک کا فرما بردار ہوتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. So he gave an example from an animal who is always, always obedient to his lord. اللہ اکبر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient, true obedient. اللہ اکبر. And then the fourth quality Allah says, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. Just one verse. Every single quality is itself is a great topic. یہ چار دس کی دس qualities, جو خصوصیات جو اللہ چاہتا ہے ہم میں ہوں, یہ ہر ایک الگ الگ موضوع ہے. But today انشاءاللہ we are going to just summarize. Allah says وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. You are believer, you are Muslim, you are try your best to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must also be truthful in your matters. You must be truthful when you are at home, in your businesses, in your tijara, wherever you are. Why? Because we are the ummah. We are the nation of the great personality who was as-sadiq and al-ameen. Hum unki ummat hain ke jinko dushmanon ne bhi sadiq aur ameen keh ke pukara hai. Allahu akbar. Hum unki ummat hain. So a Muslim, a mu'min should always be truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with those who are truthful. Be with those who are truthful. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens as well because of issues of lying, because of deceiving. We do not even trust our Muslim brothers as well. Sometimes we trust other people as well, more than our Muslims. Why? We sometimes think that our people always deceive us. Why? Because we are not obeying, that we are not seeing the character of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are not practicing the character of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was always as-sadiq and always al-ameen, who was truthful and trustworthy as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving khutbah. Allahu Akbar. Some of the Sahabi, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, is this possible? A mu'min will be a thief or an adulterer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, yes, he can be an adulterer as well. It is possible. He will commit sin. He can be a thief as well, but he can't be a liar. Mu'min banda jo hai, usme aur aib ho sakte hain, lekin wo jhoota nahi ho sakta. Aur ye nifaq ki nishani hai, ke jab baat kare, to jhoot bole. Munafiq ki ye nishani hai, jab wo baat karta hai, to phir jhoot bolta hai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are as-sadiqeen. So mu'min mard, mu'min aurtein, musalman mard, musalman aurtein, sacche mard aur sacche aurtein, Allah ne unke liye ajre azim tayyar kar rakha hai. That was the fourth quality we must practice to complete our Islam, to gain reward in the form of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ Sabr karne wale mard aur sabr karne wali aurtein. Allahu Akbar. Normally we think that sabr is only when we face hardship, when there is a calamity and we be patient on, or somebody has died and we must control ourselves. That is sabr. But sabr has great explanation, and it has many, many kinds as well. Sometimes sabr is upon calamity. Somebody has passed away. Loss of, when somebody lost someone, or lost the wealth as well. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Anything which happened to him, he becomes patient. کوئی بھی مسئلہ ہو تو وہ صبر کا مظاہرہ کرتا ہے. لیکن صبر کی بہت ساری قسمیں ہیں. ایک صبر کی قسم یہ ہے کہ گناہوں پر صبر کرتا ہے. Patience upon sins, that every body is enjoying their life however they want. And sometimes we think that we must also enjoy life like them as well. But because we are mu'min, we do not do such type of actions. We do not commit such type of sins. Why? Because we are believers. We control ourselves. That is called sabr ala sin. Sabr ala al-ism. Gunahun par sabr karna. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this sabr is also rewardable. On the day of judgment, when the people of Jannah will be entering in Jannah, angels would say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Fani'ma ukbaddar. May peace be upon you, salam upon you, because of your sabr which you have done when you were living in the worldly life. Allahu Akbar. Aur sabr ki ek kisam hai, neki par sabr karna. Ke صبح اٹھنا فجر میں بڑا مشکل ہوتا ہے. It's really hard to get up early in the morning for Fajr Salah. But a mu'min always gets up and he try his best to perform Salah in the masjid or wherever he could. He performs Salah. Doing wudu in winter, it is also a kind of sabr as well. Fasting in the month of Ramadan in long days is sabr as well. So sabr nekiyon par bhi hota hai. Sabr gunahon par bhi hota hai. Aur sabr jo hai, ye mushkil waqt mein bhi hota hai. And we have seen an example in our lives. People of Palestine, they have shown such a great sabr, and they have shown us what is actual, practically what is actual sabr. They have lost everything, but what is on their tongue? Allahu Akbar. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. اور ہم پر تھوڑی سی مصیبت آ جاتی ہے, پانی ٹھنڈا ہو جائے تو مسجد میں پرابلم, اور کوئی چھوٹا موٹا مسئلہ آ جائے گھر میں ہو یا باہر ہو تو ہم بے صبری کا مظاہرہ کرتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر, اللہ تعالی ہمیں صابروں میں شامل فرمائے. The sixth quality رسول اللہ صلی اللہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی mention is والخاشعین والخاشعات, humble men and humble women, those people who are humble, whether they are men or they are women. اعد لهم مغفرۃ واجرا عظیما, those people who shows عاجزی and انکساری and they do not feel proud and they don't have تکبر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes such type of people. So takabbur and fakhr is sometimes, most of the time, because of wealth, sometimes it is because of knowledge, sometimes it becomes because of high rank or your abilities. But those people who are true believers, they always show their humbleness, they always become ajiz as well. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Muhammad bin Hanfiya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت علی المصر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے بیٹے ہیں جو دوسری بیوی کی اولاد سے, انہوں نے ایک دن پوچھا, اے ابا جان بتائیے کہ سب سے زیادہ افضل کون ہے بعد الانبیاء؟ He said ابو بکر صدیق, and after him he said عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And محمد بن حنفیہ thought that if I will keep asking after him, he might be saying some other names, and he said that after those personality definitely you will be more, you know, you will be افضل than everyone. ان کے بعد تو پھر آپ ہی ہوں گے یا میرے ابا جان. تو حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, جن کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے باب العلم بنایا اور دنیا آخرت کی ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرمائیں, جو عشرہ مبشرہ میں سے بھی ہیں, بدری صحابہ میں سے بھی ہیں, اور جن کو جنت کی خوشخبری خبریاں مل چکی ہیں, اور جو جنتی نوجوانوں کے سرداروں کے باپ ہیں, فرمایا محمد بن حنفی نے, اے ابا جان ابو بکر و عمر کے بعد تو پھر آپ ہی سب سے افضل ہوں گے. اللہ اکبر. But he showed such a great humbleness. He said that میں تو عام سا بندہ ہوں. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرمانے لگے میں تو عام سا انسان ہوں. یہی تعارف ہونا چاہیے کہ ہر بندہ جو کچھ بھی ہے اللہ کا شکر ادا کرے اور اپنے آپ کو عام سا انسان سمجھے. یہی ہے میرا تعارف اور یہی تعارف ہونا چاہیے ہر شخص کا. اللہ اکبر. والخاشعین والخاشعات, and also we should show our humbleness and khushu when we are performing salah as well. قد افلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Just making it short, والمتصدقين والمتصدقات. Seventh quality is charitable men and women. اعد لهم مغفرة واجرا عظيما. So you can give charity whatever you can. We normally alhamdulillah give charity as well, but smiling is also sadaqah as well. A person who is struggling, at least he can smile today, alhamdulillah. Smiling is also sadaqah. Whatever you have knowledge, spread the knowledge. You have wealth, spread the wealth as well. You have good akhlaq, spread it. Whatever you will spread, whatever you will give, you will receive the same things as well. Allahu Akbar. Jo khushbuein phailayega, jiske paas khushbu hogi, wo khushbuein phailata hai. جس کے پاس محبت ہو وہ محبتوں کو بانٹتا ہے, اور جس کے پاس مسکراہٹ ہو وہ مسکراہٹوں کو بانٹتا ہے. سو ٹرائی ٹو گیو سم چیریٹی ان دا فارم آف منی, ان دا فارم آف اینی تھنگ ایز ویل. والصائمین والصائمات, ابھی رمضان گزرا ہے, اللہ اکبر, روزہ رکھنے والے مرد اور روزہ رکھنے والی عورتیں. اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن مجید میں ارشاد فرمایا, اللہ سے قرآن کلو وشربو ہنی ام بیما اسلف تم فل ایام الخالیہ. On the day of judgment, people will get into Jannah and there will be announcement, Kulu washrabu hani'am bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliya. Eat whatever you want and drink whatever you want because of those days you have spent an empty stomach, when you could eat, you could drink, but you didn't eat, you didn't drink, you fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ab jo chaho khao jannat mein aur jo chaho piyo, خوشی سے کھاؤ ان دنوں کی وجہ سے جو دنوں روزوں کی وجہ سے تم نے خالی پیٹ گزارے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. والحافظین فروجہم والحافظات, ریلی امپورٹنٹ فار اور ینگسٹرز ایز ویل, دوز چیسٹ مین اینڈ چیسٹ وومین, دوز پیپل مین اینڈ وومین, دوز ہو آر چیسٹ اینڈ دے فلفل دیئر ڈیزائر ان حلال ویز تھرو نکاح تھرو میرج, اینڈ دے گو ڈونٹ گو ہیئر اینڈ دیئر, Allah has prepared for them an immense reward. وَالزَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاكِرَاتِ. And the tenth quality is those men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. وہ مرد اور عورتیں جو اللہ کا ذکر کثرت سے کرنے والے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. There are many kinds we can do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here for salah. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. نماز بھی اللہ کا ذکر ہے. اور قرآن, that is zikr as well. And we can read, we can do zikr with our tongue by saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These all are the kalimat. Through these words we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts and practically as well. And when we practice these 10 qualities or try our best, Allah says, أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. If you practice your best to be, to adopt these 10 qualities, bear in mind Allah has prepared for you an immense reward in the form of Jannah. Achha, hum sari ye quality, har ek mein sari quality yakdam nahi ho sakti. Nobody is perfect. Not me, not you. There is lackness somewhere. Kahin na kahin kami hoti hai. We can judge our personality. We can judge ourselves. Where I am weak. What is the thing I am not practicing? Where I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must work on it. Try your best, inshallah, to build these qualities in your personality. You will be successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. Hame koshish karni chahiye ki hum in logon mein shamil rahein. Momin musalman hain. فرما برداری کرنے کی کوشش کریں اور سچے لوگوں میں شامل ہوں, سچ بولنے کی کوشش کریں, صبر والوں میں ہو جائیں اور عاجزی و انکساری کریں, اللہ کی راہ میں کچھ نہ کچھ خرچ کرتے رہیں, روزہ داروں میں شامل ہو جائیں, اپنی جو ہے وہ عزت و ناموس کی حفاظت کرنے کی کوشش کرتے رہیں اور جتنا ہو سکے اللہ کا ذکر کرتے رہیں. We should try our best to build these quality in our personality as much as we can. Because we want reward in the form of Jannah. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling us towards Jannah, that you must practice. Try your best to be like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you an immense reward in Jannah. Come and enter in my Jannah. Ye koshish karo, tum sachon mein shamil ho jao. In qualities ko apnane ki koshish karo. To inshallah dunya mein bhi kamyab ho jaoge. آخرت میں بھی کامیاب ہو جاؤ گے. دنیا میں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ عزتیں عطا فرمائے گا اور آخرت میں بھی عزتیں عطا فرمائے گا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant strength our iman and Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are obedient and truthful and humble, and the people of fasting, and those people who have sabr in their hearts, and those people who try their best to control their nafs and desire, and those people who are zakirin and shakirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah. Allah ta'ala se dua hai, Allah ta'ala ye jo khususiyat hain hamare andar paida farmaye, hame isko apnane ki taufeeq ata farmaye, aur Allah ta'ala ne iske badle mein jo jannat taiyar kar rakhi hai, qiyamah wale din Allah ta'ala hame un jannati logon mein shamil farmaye. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین.